And so we went to our stacks and looked through the films, and there was one entitled Second Century, and it was like six reels of 16 millimeter film. And we knew that the Second Century, there had been a convocation around this, and it was the fundraising that they had done in the 50s. And so we had our film and media archive staff review the film, saw some interesting images of campus, and then Steve came over and they projected it for us, and we found this amazing film with a really good history of the university.
So tell me what is in this film.
It's really kind of a capture of the university at the time in the early 1950s. So they have a male student on campus looking around. They start in Brookings Hall, outside there, just asking what is a university and what makes a great university and a great student.
Do we have any idea how or why Charles Guggenheim became attached to do this project?
We don't have much documentation around the film itself. It was great to see his name on there, and he did such a good job. And it was, the film also relates the university to St. Louis, so it was a connection within the city itself, and that might be, you know, one way to get a start as a filmmaker.
What other mysteries are there about this video that you wish you could uncover?
I'm interested in the male student that they have that they keep going back to. We don't know who he is. We've looked through the yearbook to try to identify him, but haven't been successful to do that. So just how they chose that particular person, exactly what years they were filming. We know some because, like, T.S. Eliot was on campus, but was it done in just a few months or was it done over a longer period of time? We're not sure about that.
Did it strike you as an authentic film and something that really did convey the university, or did it strike you as more of a movie that Guggenheim was trying to make?
I'm sure he had a charge to make a movie for a very specific purpose for this fundraising campaign. And the film has this kind of 50s gee whiz kind of mentality about it. So I think it's definitely a movie of its time. You know, beyond that, it was just a great snapshot of what the university was like. And as he's walking through campus, you know, so many of those scenes just could have been shot yesterday because many of our buildings haven't changed.
Do we have a sense of how successful the 1950s campaign was at reaching its fundraising goal?
I don't know numbers off the top of my head, but I know that we have a new library in the middle of campus, and we have a new student center. And those are the two things that in the 50s they were raising money for. So obviously it was a successful campaign.
Is there any way to know how much impact the video had in generating excitement around the fundraising campaign?
I don't think we know how it was used. You know, there's not many people left from the 1950s, so whether it was just played one time at a dinner, as we often do now. You know, we make a video for a special event, and then it kind of got stuck on a shelf somewhere, or did they take it around the country and show it elsewhere? We don't really know. I don't think it had a broad use. I think it was, you know, for the university. It may have been shown a few times, but we've not found any more details on that right now.
Any plans to do an updated version of the Second Century?
I don't think we would dare touch Charles Guggenheim's film, so other than to save it and digitize it.